Blog Talk Radio.
You gon' get no matter how you take it. This for the real and the play haters. The fiends and the money makers. The birth and the breath takers. A 9 to 5 and why the prison to parole papers. Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. This for the real and the play haters. The fiends and the money makers. The birth and the breath takers. A 9 to 5 and why the prison to parole papers. Live and direct. Yo, it's your deep thing to keep the heat up with a hot name. I got games, so when I'm in rain, I take aim. I grew up gutter. To my mother, and still bad. If it ain't a bag in my hand, it's that old school mat. I've been addicted to the good and the bad at the same time. Born raw, delivered uncut, ready for showtime. I'm a whole man like the fourth on the block. I got this. I'm the desert that is getting hold with hot. Delivered three monotonous, and I came from the streets with that. We learned the it's 2 pounds for each slipping the gap. Slipping the rat. You know you can't mix dogs with cats, but the point should be is how they mix these white rats. I'm big game with this rap for real. I know a hundred.
Hello, 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 hello. Happy Sunday. Fresh start to a new week. Happy beginning. Stuff. I hope everyone's a great weekend. I was so lazy. After Friday, I literally left the house once. I have been just soaking in the moment, but kind of in the house. And I said, I have one more week with my kids being gone, and I'm going to get out this week coming up. I'm going to start doing something every day just to try to enjoy myself a little bit. But I'm such a homebody that it's hard for me to really get out of the house or even just want to go out and do something all the time. That's just not who I am. So I hope you guys did enough for me. Today is back to work week. These weeks are going by fast as heck at work. OMG. So tonight I want to talk about, would you marry someone at first sight? There are a lot of changes that I have made in my dating life. And I've done these because I continue to see the same thing, get the same thing, deal with the same people. It's just a cycle, right? You go, you put so much time and you put years into a person, and then you're not content with who they are, so you start pulling back. But then that person can take their self and go be in a whole nother relationship with the same flaws that you didn't deal with, right? And so I've been watching this series on FYI in Lifetime. It's called Married at First Sight. I'm pretty sure that some of you have watched it. If you haven't, go to your on-demand and put in Married at First Sight, and or, you know, use your remote if you guys have Xfinity, Comcast, and say, speak Married at First Sight. And it will come up with these seasons. And I've actually been binge-watching these seasons. And really, the things that these people go through after being married, of course, you're getting used to just marrying a total stranger, right? These people actually have experts connect them with people that they have some similar things in common. And basically, you know, they don't get to see each other until the day that they get married. And then they have 2 months to adapt and live with each other and then decide if they want to stay married, right? And it's such an amazing thing and an amazing experiment. And so I've come to the conclusion that that's maybe something that I want to try, right? And this is why the conversation comes up tonight. I think I want to try it. Like, I've tried it the long way. I've had the 7-year relationships and this year and that year, and I've put a lot of time into nothing. So why don't I turn around and just go for the gusto? I've had several people that have tried to marry me over time, and I'm like, no, no, no. But it's a lot of things that I found out about this experiment. And one is that a lot of times, more than not, women make more money than men do. But these men have something going for themselves now. They're not like, you know, people that don't want to go clock in on somebody's job, and they got their own job and they make money twice a week or once every 2 weeks. These are people that actually have careers and good jobs. Their woman just make more money than them. But I'm learning a lot about the whole aspect of making this work. So I want to know, would you guys do it? Would you marry somebody, you know, that you've never seen? 646-787-1839. I want you to voice your opinion about marrying someone. And so I had this very, very interesting conversation with someone tonight. Just tonight, in reference to this matter, and, you know, about women and how they are sexually, right? And when you compare, you know, women, and his example, he compared, you know, black and white women. And I really want him to call in tonight, so I'm waiting to see if he's going to give us a call, because he had some very interesting points that, you know, we went back and forth on. And you know me, I love to hear a person's opinion, even if I don't agree with it. I want to hear what's going on and what you think. So I'm looking forward to this conversation tonight. But that's my stance on it. I would try it, and I'm actually thinking about it. So I was just telling Chavis tonight, I was like, if you don't want to do it, I'm just telling you, I'm thinking. and so I know he's like, this girl is batshit crazy. But I'm seriously thinking, I promise. So tonight we're going to play some music. We're going to enjoy some good talk. You know, we got a couple new artists with some music that I have uploaded, and we're going to listen to these guys and see what they hitting on. Y'all know, don't judge me. I just really put these people in here in rotation. So we're going to see what their music sounds like together, right? So this one is pretty short. Don't know what this one is, but it's very, very short. This is from Chino the Great. We'll be right back.
That boy got that crack, man. Yeah. Sino. Turn up. Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Yeah.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Wait, yeah, turn up, roll up, go.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Nah, please, don't wait, turn up, yeah.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Whoa,
you know your fake card ain't good.
Yeah,
don't get this shit misunderstood.
Whoa,
you know how I'm finna get to it.
Yeah, right.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Nah,
you already know how I do it.
Yeah.
Sitting back, making jug.
Yeah.
You know your fake card ain't good.
Nah.
I'm after the cheese like a rat.
Yeah.
But I can never be a rat.
Nah.
Put some niggas talking to the police. Best believe he getting wet. How much he want for the pack? He tapping? Take him off like a flat.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I run that. The south side, I love that. Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Yeah.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Wait.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Nah, please, don't wait, turn up, yeah.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Whoa,
you know your fake card ain't good.
Yeah,
don't get this shit misunderstood.
Whoa,
you know how I'm finna get to it.
Yeah, right.
Don't get this shit misunderstood. I'm still beating down your block. Machine head beat a wrist. I'm tryna get up me a knot. No, I'm not standing no thigh. I'm too busy scraping down a pot. Watching out for the cops. Hoping they finna not stop. Told y'all he took the clock. 12 bent the corner good. Don't get this shit misunderstood. Just a little bit in the hood. Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Yeah. Wait. Oh. Whoa. Turn up. Ooh. Why?
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Wait.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Nah, please, don't wait, turn, yeah.
Don't get this shit misunderstood.
Whoa,
you know your fake card ain't good.
Yeah,
don't get this shit misunderstood.
Whoa,
you know how I'm finna get to it.
Right.
So y'all didn't think I was playing. I told you it was short, but that was Chino the Great, and it said the clean version, but I guess that was that version of clean. I wonder what the dirty version. I wonder what the other version sounded like if that was the clean version. But, I guess I won't go there. Y'all don't just let me know. I want to salute all of the listeners. Like, let me tell y'all something. This show is growing in such a major way. I am so excited about it. I was going through the listener base because I do that. And when I tell you we have 75% of our listeners in the United States, we have Algeria, we have Saudi Arabia, we have Egypt, and a couple more places in salute. Thank you for the support. Thank you for everybody that tunes in and listens to the show. Whether you're my fans, whether you're, you know, on my Twitter page or my Instagram page and you're just tuning in, or if you are just in the community and you're tuning in to the show. Hold on a moment. Let me see. I have someone calling in. We'll talk with the new Miss Lovely Black, who I'm speaking with.
What's up, my home slicey girly? This is your boy, James Acevedo. I'm here.
Oh, my favorite co-star who was just oh so late tonight. Hey, how are you?
So, I apologize. You know the deal. You know the deal. You little jokey. I just had business to take care of. But I was not going to miss my homegirl show. There ain't no way. I said, look, once I had to do what I had to do, I checked, look at her. Okay, is she on here? Is she? Oh, I'm double check. Okay, she's on. Okay, bet. Okay, let me do what I have to do,
right.
Put it out there in social media, and then let me get on the mic. Get on the mic.
You know, I told you, it was going to be hard, and I was going to, like, one show a week, and I'm in my last class in school, and you know what? It's like two of us in this class. So I have no idea. I just really want to, you know, do my work, get my points, and get the heck on. I mean, I think he thought that we were going to be more interactive than what we were, but it's only two of us in class, so I don't know what you expected from us.
Yeah.
But they gave us the option to, you know, reschedule. And I was like, heck no. You're going to give me this class with two people in it. We don't have to interact. Let's just get the work done and give me my grade and let me go about my business.
Exactly.
This is the last class that I am completely done, and I need my time. So I've been down the last couple of weeks to, like, one show a week, getting a lot of stuff done, a lot of changes with the book, a lot of different things, a lot of projects that I have on my plate, and a lot of lessons that I am learning. When it comes to the deal and, you know, I'm dealing with, you know, my team and dealing with other people, and it's just really a learning curve for me, you know. I've learned a lot, but I said that everything that I go to is for a reason, and my ultimate outcome is where I'm supposed to be. And so with all of the things that I have going on, you know, it's amazing. And it speaks volumes because, you know, the company put the advancement check in my face and said, here, you can have the whole advancement, right? And so normally, you know, they break it down, but I know that the thing about that is, one, it just makes me understand that they really believe in what I'm doing, right?
Absolutely.
But two, it also means that you have to be smart. I have been here before. I'm not one of these young kids that see a bunch of commas and go crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know that if I take that money in a lump sum, that I am forever indebted to you guys, and I do have something that you can reap the benefits from. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I declined to take the lump sum and just, you know, wanted the thing to continue to go how it's going. Now, I don't know what it was. It wasn't me that said no, James. It was something inside of me that spoke no for me, because me, I was like, hell yeah, give me that, right? My life is going to change on Monday, right? By the time I got to the bank, in 3 days, 3 to 5 days for that thing to clear, my whole life is going to be different. But I know that I can't mess up. You know what I'm saying? And out of all of the things, so basically I am completely self-publishing. When you're pushing a book of this magnitude, you know, when you're talking about someone like myself and people not, you know, when people be like, you know, most girls, they be like, oh, yeah, I did adult movies or I did porn. You know, they probably did one or two. Nobody really know who they are. Nobody really seen them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't, you know, it's like, okay, they probably did something. But people don't understand how big, you know what I'm saying, things had got for me. And so when they go to search me and then they see all of this stuff pop up, they're like, oh, shit. So I give them an opportunity to say, listen, this can go wrong. I can deal with the heat, right? I know that people are going to have things to say because they always do. And I've been dealing with this for a very long time. But, if you know, to come out and associate yourself to be the one to release this book for me, that can speak volumes. So I'm doing this on my own. And the publishing company was just like, hey, we'll continue. We'll give you the covers that we already have. We'll let you do what you're doing because you're going in a different direction. And most of these urban publishing companies, they go in one specific direction. You know what I'm saying? They all want to publish the same way. They all use Facebook. You know, like, I'm different, right? I set goals. I'm a trendsetter. You know, I was first African-American porn star, in my statue to have an Android app, you know, for everything that I was doing. Like, I don't move in the direction that everybody else moves in. I move in a completely different direction. And so it's okay to want to gain readers, but I'm sending a message. I'm not sending, you know, this thing is so much bigger than this book series. So I've also decided to pump my brakes on, you know, just going forward and just pushing all these books out, and I really want to focus on the series because it's so much that came about, and the company wants me to put focus on the series because it's just so great. So needless to say, so many positive things that have been going on, and more money in my pocket, more and more and more and more and more, and it's just, like, simply amazing. So I turned down the investment in a whole, and I was like, no, y'all just keep breaking it down how y'all doing it, because I don't want nothing that I ain't worked for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I see myself turning up like at the end of that speech. I seen it. I see it. When I looked at her test, I was like, please, God, I was just liable to go to work like I could. So I said to myself, together now. We got to do this the right way. So when it's my time to get it, I will. A part of me embracing, I stopped drinking alcohol. You know, that I'm doing it in, and I'm going to focus on my other platforms. I made it to be who I was on every other platform other than Facebook before. So this is my challenge to me.
That's right.
To do this, you know what I'm saying, without going through, you know, Facebook again, right? I've done it before, and I'm going to do it again. And so, you know, people was reporting the page, and it's just me making another page. And I was just like, okay, you know, I have to do it from a phone other than my phone, of course. But it's like, do I really want to do it? And it's no. And so when someone is, like, pressuring me to do something, it's like, all right, well, if that's the way that you have to promote and do what you have to do, then, okay, I get it, but I don't want any parts of it. So one of the things is just that the company, when you are ultimately signed as a brand, when your brand is signed through a publishing company, but when your brand is signed, you know, and they're in the loop 100% of what you're doing, because that's where the finances came from, that's where the deal came from, you know, you have to move differently. And you have to make sure that you don't jeopardize the overall picture. And it's so much, and no one but me and my company knows exactly what's going on. So certain people may think I'm moving in a manner that's not conducive with what they're doing, but my overall plan is it doesn't work. What you want me to do doesn't work for my overall plan. You see what I'm saying? So needless to say that it all worked out in a super fabulous manner, and, you know, we were all able to, you know, come to the table as adults.
Keywords.
Get that situated. Adult. Like, get that situated.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for me, it's just so many changes that are about to happen that I know of, and it's kind of like, you know, it's a tad bit overwhelming. I can't lie, and I don't want to be in the streets, and you know, I don't want to change. And I think that's a fear. You know, I can't lie. Like, the type of money that's on the table, I don't want to change. And it definitely can change me. And I tell you, like, before, when I knew that I was getting this deal, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to quit my job. And I seen that check, and the first thing that came through my head was, oh, shit, fuck them. But that's not who I am. Like, I feel, that's how I know I wasn't ready to accept that check. Because when I get it, I'm still going to go to work. I'm still going to drive the same car that I'm driving. Like, nobody
exactly
to know when the pot hit. Nobody. But that leads us to the question for tonight. Would you marry someone at first sight? Now, I've been talking about this, that, you know, dating has changed. You have, you know, it was always more women to men, you know, and of course, you know, there were all these schemes to stop the black man from being able to reproduce, and none of them ever worked until now. Okay, you know what? We can't lock them all up. They're still getting out. They're still reproducing. We put the guns on the street, but they're not killing at a fast enough rate, right? Let's make them gay. You know what I'm saying? Let's you know, put whatever in the vaccines, or let's do whatever to, you know, the water that they drink in. Because right now, at such an alarming rate, our men are liking men. Now, you like who you like, you do what you do, but I hear so many people, oh, I was born like this. Well, you know what? If you was born like this, I can assure you that they had something to do with it. Because ain't no way that all of these people, of all of a sudden, you know, that life just changes all of a sudden to where all of these people are born in a manner that God did not create us to be born. So you know, it's changed by man in some kind of way. Then you have the brothers that they are putting in jail, you know, for 10 years for, you know, two pieces of rocks, you know. Anything and everything. And then the brothers that are out here, they for some reason seem to think that white women are, you know, is the way to go, you know. And so the conversation that I was having with a buddy tonight was, he says, you know, men tend to go to women and to white women and they praise them. She's everything. She's this, she's that, because she's a white woman. But yet, all she has to do is say, hey, and she's going to sleep with them on the first night or like them.
she gonna go buy him some and sleep with him on the second night or whatever. But women, women are the hardest ones to get sex from. But because somebody else may have said, hey, I slept with her, then she becomes a thot. She becomes a whore. You don't praise the black woman, and she's the harder one to get sex from than a white woman. Now, I can say this because I've had, I dated someone, and we had conversations, and he would talk trash to me. But then you started dating a white girl, and she was like, oh, you know, we're cool. We had sex on the first night, and, you know, I got pregnant from him, and we weren't even in a relationship. And you treat this person like she's high almighty. And I'm like, really?
Yeah,
this
like
is, this is really what we have come to. So with that, lady, it, the one thing about it, too, you know, a very good point that he made, when men become successful, their pool gets larger. When women become successful, our pool gets smaller, right? So we have less to deal with. The thing is that I can damn near see the bullshit from a mile away. If a man is in tune with me and a man wants to, you know, be with me too fast and too eager, I thought he got something. He ain't got much going on in his life. You feel what I'm saying? Odds are, there's something going on. He need a place to stay. He don't have a solid job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The men that have these egos are men that are successful, and they can have anybody that they want, and they're going to do what the, they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things that, or you have the men that just basically know that they can't stand up to you in their pride. You have a small few that have man pride. And I salute Chavis, because that's Chavis. He has man pride, and he knows where he is in life, and he knows where I am in life. And he withdraws it. And him, I just kind of want him to be like, look, you don't have to worry about that. If I say don't worry about it, that's one thing. Most men don't care. They just want a woman that's doing something so that they can come and feel like they can, you know, be a part of something. That's a turnoff to me. That's a turnoff to me. I don't want to hear your story. Because that's what, I'm not going to sit down and give you my story. I'm not going to tell you what's going on with me. I don't have trials. I have testimony. So everything that I've been through, I made it out through prayer and hard work, okay? Even though I was in a relationship and I didn't have bills to pay at home, that was a big stepping stone for me. But guess what? If I wouldn't have been doing what I was supposed to have been doing, even though I didn't have those bills, I would still be in the same situation. So it all starts with me, right? So when a man come and tell me all these stories about what he's been through in life, I really don't hear it, and it's really a huge turnoff, because it's more so like, bro, I've been through that and more. And at the end of the day, I made it out as a woman. Hold on. This is you calling in. Let me see. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the Newman. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the Newman's Lovely. Thanks for calling.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, we was just talking about you.
Okay.
My co-star James is on the line. James, hello. Say hello. Sean, matter of fact, Sean, tell the people your name and where you're calling
from.
This is Sean of Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I'm from New York, but
Hey. Hey, a transplant in New York. I love that. What's up? What part of New York, without being too specific, what borough?
Brooklyn. The only part
Shit. Hey, we're taking over Atlanta. That's what we do. Us Brooklynites do. We seek and we conquer. That's right. That's what
As
I love
As you see,
that.
my co-star currently lives in New York, and, you know, he goes crazy about New York.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
You know, Brooklyn is always in the house now.
That's damn right. That's what I'm talking about. I love this dude. I knew I had a positive feeling when I heard his voice. I said, yeah, I like this dude. I'm very protective, like I said. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I digress.
So the topic for tonight is, would you marry someone at first sight? Which is the conversation that we were just having.
And he
was giving me the perspective on how men view white women versus black women, and, you know, basically about, I didn't even get into the rest of the conversation because he had called in, but going with the flow.
Yeah.
So, Sean, what is your point of view on marrying someone at first sight? That means marrying someone anywhere between 2 and 8 weeks after meeting them.
Well, I don't think I could do it. I mean, but like I said, life is not scripted, so anything is possible. But off the top of my head, I don't think that's something that I would do, just, you know, marry someone at first sight. You know what I'm saying? But again, I said, life is not scripted, so anything is possible. But I think it takes, you know, a little more time to get to know somebody, but that is a big step. That's not just, you know, like that. You know, it's a big step.
So.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes. So you're saying it's a big step, but the overall view on it, right? Like I said, times have changed, and you have most of the men that are gay, let's be honest, then the men that are bisexual, you have women that are okay with them being bisexual just to be in a relationship, which, that's their preference. Then you have the brothers that are dead because they're dying at an alarming rate, and the police are helping, killing them off. Then you have, the brothers that are in jail. So when it comes to a person like myself, like, I don't have any problems with any other race, right? I have slept with people outside of my race, but I only date my race. That's just my preference. So when it comes to me, the things that affect my brothers affects me, and it affects my dating, my dating pool, because I'm only looking in this pool. Like, I'm only that's all I want. That's all that turns me on. You know, so when it boils down to it, then you have the rest of the brothers that are now on the white train that feel like, they're going to create a new race, which this was already spoken upon many years ago. If you paid attention to Louis Farrakhan and the Greeks, they always was talking about if they can't kill us off fast enough, they are going to create a new race. And this was in the books and being spoken upon many years ago. And now, how can they create a new race? And nobody understood it. Nobody paid attention. And right before our eyes, they have created a new race, which is the mixed race, and it's happening at an alarming rate now. So anything to stop us from reproducing straight African Americans. So guess what? I mean, the thing is that when you look at the minority and the majorities, right? The majorities, this is something that was made up by white people, right? They feel like they're going to be the majority. They feel like they're going to be, they have to feel superior at one point or another over African king. But in actuality, there's nothing greater than an African king. And the white man will never be able to compare to an African king. So with that being said, you do all these things, you come up with these words to try to make yourself seem more superior. And it's just how it is. So since you can't beat them, you might as well mix the breeds together so you can still try to get some of that greatness at one point or another. Now, that may be a little too deep for a lot of people that don't understand or don't listen or didn't listen to the Louis Farrakhan's in the 90s, that didn't listen to what the Malcolm X had to say, many years before him, that didn't listen to all of these type of people, in which I did. My thing is, I love all of my people, but the pool is very small for me. So when I put so much time into relationships, such as, 3 years here, 7 years here, 2 years here, 4 years here, it becomes this thing like you did all of this stuff for what? Now, you're back to Borne again. This person had all their flaws, but yet they're going to go and be with somebody else and hide those flaws till they get them where they wanted to be. And that person's still going to be with them with their flaws because women don't really give a care. They just want somebody. Me, I'm not in that situation to just want somebody. So here's the option. I've been watching this show. I like how it plays out. How about you find somebody, you get married, you find the simple things that you guys have in common that wouldn't be deal breakers, and then you grow from there. I don't really see a big problem with it.
I don't know. Like I said, for me, I don't think it would. I wouldn't be able to work it like that. But I got to know. I think it takes more time to get to know somebody before taking a big step like getting married, you know, it's a lot more for me, you know, because I was married. I've been married.
In a club.
14 years.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just saying, I've been there, done that, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know,
sorry.
I was married, you know what I mean? And I know, you know, being with somebody and it's a very serious thing. It ain't just, you know, we could just gonna figure it out as we go. You know, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know more so what I want in life and what I don't want in life. So definitely I would want to get to know somebody and so that I think we can grow together. You know what I mean? So that would be my problem with that. Just meeting and just getting married or
So would you date somebody that doesn't want to have sex until you get a bond that would be clear? Would you even do that part?
I say negative, Your Honor.
I don't think
no further question.
Because I mean, having sex is a very important part of marriage.
Damn right.
Relationship. It's very important. I mean,
of course.
That's the ultimate. You know what I mean? And now I get married to you, and it ain't right. You know, like, you know, you might say, oh, well, you could make it right, or you could do this, or you could do that, but it might not be right to me. You know, you might be all right, but it ain't right to me. Now we married. Now, so we got to, you know, split stuff up. You get this messy divorce. You know, we can get that out the way right away. And if we...
Not marriage.
You know,
not marriage. I'm saying if you met somebody and she said to you, I don't want to have sex until I feel substance, until I know that we are in a committed relationship, would you do that?
Okay.
I'm not speaking of
that. Oh, okay. I see.
Oh, well, I mean,
that's different.
That yeah,
yeah.
That.
Yeah, that's
yeah, that's
different.
Different.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. We missed the term. Our bad.
Yeah, because I thought you said until we get married, it'll be a hell to find out, you know, in the honeymoon that, you know, I just fell in, you know what I mean?
Now, I ain't going to lie. If she said, well, I believe in tradition and old school, we don't have sex until we get married, I said, well, nice on you. That ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. Now, if she says, what homegirl just said, okay, I want to get to know you, this, that, and the third. That's different. Okay, you know what? I respect that. I got no problem with, you know, I got no problem with that. I have experienced that, matter of fact. So that's no problem. I really, it's for real. I'm dead ass. That's different. But if she would say, because I remember one girl I had said that to me, you know, oh, well, I have to be more married. I said, I think that's what I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just being
like,
real.
I was telling her earlier. Like I was telling her earlier, even with that, what she, you know, it's like she was telling me earlier, there's a lot of women that's out here doing whatever, you know, going whatever.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
with that kind of, even with that mentality that you have right there, you're going to have a hard time again. You know, you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy.
Hard time.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a real hard time. Because like I was telling her earlier, you know.
Uh-huh.
They give sisters a bad name because they say, you know, they like you know, sisters are promiscuous and this, and like you said, that's just making that slave mentality. Because the easiest women to get it from is white women. You meet them on the first night, you get me.
That's
you, you know, you talk. Yeah, they
that's
I'm, I've been through it. You know, the easiest, the hardest way to get it from is black people. You got to tell them all kind of stories.
True.
You know,
Word.
Tell them all kind of lies,
True.
All kind of stories. almost like they set themselves up for failure. In a way, they set themselves up for failure. Because you're making me work so hard for this thing. And, you know, I got to start lying and telling you what kind of story you know, to get through. You know, and,
you know, so
it's almost like you set yourself up for failure. And then it was like, oh, I want a man to hunt me. But what a man do when he hunts you, or when he what a hunter does, he either catch for game or he catch. To devour. That's it.
True.
So you don't want to be hunted. You don't want to be hunted. That's not what
no.
You want mutual. You want mutual agreement. Just be yourself.
True.
Just be yourself. Stop trying to control every situation and be yourself. And you might be surprised who will love you. If you a dead ass freak, there's somebody out there that all they want is a dead ass.
You know what I'm saying?
Just be yourself. You know.
Word.
And I think a lot of women don't understand that. They go all they do all these different like seminars, and they listen to dummies like Steve Harvey and all these stupid people, you know, act like a man and be a woman and all this bullshit. Just be a woman. Be a woman. And act like a woman and be a woman. And be who you are. Be who you are. I'm not telling you to run around and sleep with anybody and everybody. But
if you feel like it, do
what you feel. Enjoy your life. That's it. That's just my take on it.
Just be straight up, basically.
Just be straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised who will love you.
But you just said earlier, when you gave the example of the white women and the black women, that women that are loose, that's why they got somebody, because they turned up. And I told you, like, I didn't agree.
They always got a man, though. She always got a man.
For the moment.
Yeah, for the moment.
Some
of them, truth be told, some of them dudes, especially in the hood, some of them be sticking around, and she be doing all kinds of stuff, and they still come back. Tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
She be doing all kinds of stuff, sweeping everybody, and they still around. He's still in the house. Mm-hmm. He outside talking to her boyfriend, and he in the house with the kids.
But at the end of the day, it has to be the type of people. I guess it has to be what I'm looking for, because when it comes down to it, sex has never been a problem in any relationship that I've been in, because I love sex. Okay, that has never been a problem. I'm here every single night. You know where to find me. Okay, 30 days. 31 days in a month, we going to figure it the fuck out, okay? If you can't go through one way, I got two more ways for you. That has never been a problem. Ever been a problem. And I'm ambitious. And I get money. But it just doesn't last, because I'm just one of those people that, yes, I have questions. Yes, I want to be able to help, but I still can't deal with just anybody. If you're not doing what you got to do, I ask for simple things, right? So when you got a woman that got her own, holds her own, and she loves sex, and she motherfucking, she thick as hell, she pretty as fuck, and goddamn, she ready to build, and she just say quality time. Quality time is what you need to have. But that's the hardest thing for me to find, though. So, and I'm saying quality time, and then the people that want to come spend the time are the people that just really don't have it together. I got to take your ass to work. You're willing to come over 6 days a week, but I still got to take you to work. I don't want to take you to work. That's the vibe. Okay, you got to have a car. You know, okay, I got a car when you start talking to me, but then all of a sudden, for some reason, something happened with your license or your wheels. Dude, you ain't never have no damn car. You just didn't think that I was going to figure this shit out. So, okay, you got those people. Then you got the people, yeah, man, let's do it. Let's make it happen. You got a car, but it's possibly somebody else's car. Or you got the people, okay, I'm here. I got my car. I make money, but you're self-employed, so you're not making a bunch of money, so you can't contribute. Do you want me to cook? Yeah, I want you to cook. Go buy the food. At what point do you think that it's okay to be a grown-ass man to come into a house? I don't care how big, how small my house is. You come into a house with a single mother with children, and you want me to go and cook you dinner out of my children's food. And yeah, you ain't right. You ain't my folks. So this is how I think. When somebody be like, hey, you want me to cook, and you ain't got no food in your hand, I'm sitting here like, okay, you a freeloader, because certain things you should already know not to come to a real woman about, right? You know I got children. Hey, check this out. I'm going to cook dinner, but come on, because I'm going to get you some extra groceries to go in this house while I'm cooking dinner, using your water and your electricity. True. That's the type of man that I look for. But those are the ones that you don't find because, hey, they ain't got no money. They just trying to do something extra special off of your dime. I need somebody that ain't going to do it off my dime. I need you to have your own dime and just spend your time. That's what I need from you. I'm okay with holding my own. But guess what? When I need you to stand in the paint because I don't want to deal with somebody that can't have my back. If I need you and say, babe, can I get $100? Or, babe, can I get $500? I need you to be able to do that because it ain't going to be an every week thing. It may be once a month that I say, can I, you know, handle that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting everything that you need and you spending time, it's going to be times that, yeah, you're going to come in. I already got the meal laid out. Here you go. Here go the meal. It's laid out. Let's go. If all of this is happening, then I need you to stand in the paint at all times. And that's why I'm telling you that times have changed because I can't find that. Period.
Well,
I done lived up all the rocks. I done been to Bikini Bottom. I done went to the zoo. I done went down here where to I done looked for Waldo. I done did it all. And it's just not there because the substance is not there because so many women are so hard up for a relationship or to have someone. They are not making people stand in the paint to have them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they're just not. And the women that are, they are finding the last of the good guys that's left and running circles around their dumb ass. So by the time I do get him, he eats shit because he done already been mangled. And you could have seen the signs from the door that she wouldn't like. But yet, you want to be a helper. Instead of having a chick that got her own and holds her own, you want to go help somebody, and she run you up through there. Now I call, you come here, and I'm ready made. You could just give a little bit of help, and now you don't even want to do that because somebody else done use you. That's what I get.
I hear you.
So I don't know. Look, everybody quiet. That's what I'm talking about. So when you come down to break this down to where I'm looking at this thing from, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just finished dealing with this guy for over 3 years, and it's officially done, and it's 100% out of the door, whatever the case may be. But the one thing I hear is, man, you're such a good woman. It's not you. It's really me. You don't deserve a person like me because I know I ain't going to do right. You're such a good one. I legit don't go anywhere. Like I said, I left my house one time this weekend. I'm a homebody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just me. But like I said, once everything folds out with these deals, I want to be the same person that I am now. I still want to be able to sit at home and have money. And you know what I'm saying? I want to be the same me. And so I don't want to change, and that's the scariest part. You know, of everything is I still want to be who I am. I know I have to go out to promote and so on and so forth, but I still want to be me, the same lame square that loves to cook, that's corny as hell, that buys her man gifts for every holiday, even Sweetest Day, which most bitches don't even know that there's something called Sweetest Day. They only know about Valentine's Day because they're so freaking selfish, right? But Sweetest Day is 6 months after Valentine's Day, and that's the male version of Valentine's Day, right? I'm that chick that's going to go do all of that good stuff. But to somebody that's worth it, and only to somebody that's worth it. And for some reason, you just can't. And so the last situation I was completely into, I was into it. I was really feeling it. But I was okay with where he was because I knew he was working. But there were some things that he wasn't telling me. And he kept it real and was like, you know, man, at the end of the day, I'm still ain't going to tell you, but I'm still telling you that I ain't equipped to be with somebody of your caliber. And I respect that, but let me make that decision. Sometimes you just be like, let me make the decision. But I know that I can't just deal with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like the people that be like, man, yeah, let's do it. But you need somewhere to stay. I ain't stupid. Let me come to your house and visit first, and let me then let's talk about what you want to do. Let me come see what you live in like.
Okay.
So y'all got so much to say. Y'all got all the answers. Where's my answer?
So that's like earlier when I was telling you, the problem is the more successful a woman gets, the smaller her pond gets. more successful a man gets, the bigger his pawn gets, his dating pool gets. You know? I mean, chances of a woman that's a doctor dating and marrying a garbage man, they're slim to none. But the chances of a doctor marrying a maid, I mean, you know, because men have always been, you know, supposed to be the provider and this and that, that would happen. You know what I mean? But it's just the way things are these days. So, but I think what it is, another part of that is, it's the way things are these days. But women, they don't want to adjust. They don't want to adjust to none of it. They want it to keep. They just want it to be the same way it's been. And it ain't like that anymore. Because like right now, the last statistic I just heard in Atlanta is 30-1. 30-1. That's a big gap. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but that's a big
women
gap.
To men? Women to men, 30-1.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, because all the men in
here. I got to move down there. I got to move down to Atlanta. Shit.
Yeah.
30-1. Holy shit.
I mean, that's
wow.
What I heard. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So when you say,
wow.
When you say something, that's what I was telling you earlier. When you say something like, oh, you want to meet and marry like that, I mean, especially like a place in Atlanta, I think it's going to probably be hard to really do that. Because dudes got so much choices that when you come out and be like, oh, we want to get married right away, I mean, I think that right there runs somebody off. You know what I mean?
Well, then those are the ones I need to run. Because those are the ones I really don't need to deal with. You know what I'm saying? I think I want to say the craziest thing, because at the end of the day, I was looking at a session today, and this lady said, and I felt her 100%, and I tell you no lie, and it's just those things that you don't tell a man. You just let him find out. But it's easy for me to get somebody to love me when I'm easy to love. It's easy to get somebody to love my personality because I'm outgoing. I'm always cracking jokes. I'm always playing around fighting with somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm always getting to the money. I'm always trying to give you some advice. I'm always there. I'm always cooking. I'm always trying to go that extra mile. It's easy to love that person. But guess what? The hardest part is finding somebody to genuinely love you when you're not easy to love. How about that? So, yeah, it's easy to do this and it's easy to do that. But for me, I think it's just the simple things that matter the most to me. You know what I'm saying? And it's that person that's going to be down with me when I'm not the easiest person to love. You know I'm not easy, but you know that it's going to pass. You know what I'm saying? You know you're going to get over it. And that's the person that's going to be the ultimate person that I'm going to really deal with. You know,
I think that's why you need to take time and make sure that the things that these persons, because everybody got flaws. Everybody got things about fork or whatever. It's just the ones that, like Bob Marley says, it's just the ones that you're willing to suffer with or the one you want to suffer. Everybody's going to make you suffer. It's just who you are willing to suffer for. You see what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
Everybody got their problems. Everybody got their flaws, but it's just what flaws you can put up with. So that's why I think it will take time to get to know somebody and know those flaws and know that I'm going to be able to put up with these flaws and say, you know what, I still love her. I'm all right with this. I'm still going to marry her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get married and then later on figure out, oh, man, oh, she snores too loud. You know what I mean? or you know, I can't stand when she clear her throat like that, and she does it all the time. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be married and find that out. You know what I mean? And that's just simple thing. But you know, some things that people do that just get under your skin. You know, just that one thing, and that's the thing that she do. You find that out 2 months later after you're married. You don't want to do that.
So marrying at first sight is something that's taboo. So what is the earliest that you would move in with somebody?
Go ahead. I'll let you talk.
Oh, no, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I would say because of my experience, definitely. If I was going to move in, it would have to be at least, I would say maybe 1.5, 2 years, 2 years tops.
Too long.
You know, we.
And what would you say?
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, but I'm saying, well, I'm not going to move in within the first, like, 2 months or something, you know? And we, like, we have to get time to know each other and stuff. I would say, like I said, a year and a half, 2 years' time. Then, hey,
you know, I'm just sitting here preaching about getting to know somebody, but you never know somebody until you live with that person.
Well,
that
that's
one
true.
Annoying
Absolutely.
Thing, he snores
that's not
to
what that. That's not what I'm saying. Me personally,
okay, what
I'm not gonna put a time. I'm not gonna put a time limit on it. Period. I'm not gonna put no time on it. You know what I mean? I got my own place. So I'm not looking for a place to stay. I'm not looking for nobody place to stay. But I'm not gonna put no time limit on the time that we gonna move in together, because naturally, if me and you dating, you know, we be at that point. I'm staying over at your house. You staying over at my house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we going in that direction, there's no time limit to that. It could be a month. It could be 2 months. It could be 6 months. You know, that we could decide, like, listen, why we paying two sets of bills? Why we doing this? Why we doing that? You know what I'm saying? If we feeling each other like that. So I'm not going to put no
Logic.
Time limit on it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
But that's just me. You know? It don't make no sense to pay two sets of bills and we could get together and do this thing. You know what I mean? But like I say again, it's all about vibe. It's all about the way we connect. You know,
right.
This ain't about no computer statistics. This is about me and you. That's what it is about. Period.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's solid. And that's a straight up honest answer that I can appreciate, because. You know, I mean, you just tuned in to the show. I'm pretty sure, you know, you are first time listening to the show, being on the show. But I've talked about previously how, you know, I've been played in situations where, you know, I have, you know, helped people out. They moved in less than a week. They gone. Your intentions are ill. You do drugs, and I have children here, and I'm not with it. Or, you know, it's going to work. When it comes time for you to pay bills, the time for them to pay bills, then you want to change up how you want to pay bills. I'm not with it. You know, especially not from a grown-ass man. Like, you know, certain things is just kind of be like what you're with and what you're not with when it comes to grown men. And so I'd rather to know a person and know how. If you got your own place and I go to your place or whatever, I assume that you paying your bills. Now, if you can, the more time is left to be, you know, seen or known. But I can assume that you definitely paying your bills because you have a place. So this is somebody that pays their bills. Yeah, right. You know, this is somebody that pays their bills. I see your place, so I know that you have your own place. So when we come to that moment to say, okay, you know what, I like you. You over here a couple days out of the week. I come over there a couple days out of the week, you know, okay, now we don't have to pay bills in two different places, you know. Now we can sit down and say, okay, babe, let's save some money, because if you come here and pay, you know, half, or you may come in and say, all right, you know, babe, I'm just going to give you $1,200 a month. You know, you do whatever you're going to do with the bill. You know what I'm saying? However that they go, or that conversation is solid. But the sad part about it is that, I don't know, maybe it's me. Maybe I got marks on my forehead. Maybe I'm like, okay, buster approved or something. Because I don't even get those type of people. People like, okay, she's doing a little something. She got a radio show. She got her books out. You know, she go to work. You know, on Monday through Friday, she in school. Come up. And I'm not a come up. You know what I'm saying? I never allowed my boys to see a grown man sitting in my house when I'm going to work and they not. I will never allow my boys to see me with somebody that's not working hard. And I'll never allow my boys to see me with somebody that will allow me to struggle and know I need something and he here and not help. Those are things that I do. And my morals are just not, I mean, come on. Regardless of what I've done in my past, I came from a solid foundation, and just know that. So,
another thing with that now, too, me being a man, chances are, you know, you sleeping at my house and I sleeping at your house, and we not having sex. And I don't know about that part either now. That's because
oh, that's
I mean,
fucking
I'm
going
leading
on
up.
That's
okay. You know, because I'm laying there. You know, I got that morning stiffness on, and you know,
yeah.
You looking all scrumptious and shit, and nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, ain't got, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's called self-restraint.
We're going to
go together now.
You know what? Y'all are buttholes. It is called self-restraint, right? Because let me tell you something. Lately, I've been having nothing but self-restraint. And since I'm in this place, right, you know, where I'm like, okay, you know, I have a friend. But guess what? I have this thing that I can plug up. And that thing makes it happen. So it's called self-restraint, and you do what you got to do for the good of the order, right? So unless you are in a situation where you're saying, okay, I want to be in a committed relationship, until we get there, damn right I'm going to be around. Damn right I want to make sure nobody else is around. That's right, I want to see how you live it. I want to spend quality time, and I still want you to get to that point of self-restraint. When that time comes, and we have that conversation to say that we are going to be committed to each other, and it ain't just you saying it just to get in some draws. It's you meaning it. You done put time in it. You done spent money. You done invested into this situation. Then we can go there.
That's all on you, too.
Let
me tell you something. That's what I was telling you. You see, they keep trying to put some kind of method on this thing. You know, there's men that would invest. I mean, they would invest time and money and everything they got to get what it is they want. So there is no message to this. Like I said again, I think just be yourself. Do what you want. Enjoy your life, and it's gonna come together. I'm trying to put a message. I'm trying to put some kind of a scientific thing on this thing, because there is no scientific thing on this thing. Like Casanova, for instance, that man used to put his whole, when he had his focus on a woman, he put everything into that one woman until he get what he wanted, then he keep it moving. So all you're doing is frustrating yourself and frustrating the man and make him work harder for it, and then when you get it, then definitely, you know. Stop sabotaging. I think women should stop sabotaging this, though. I think that's what they do. Drag me.
No,
get the
sex.
Get the sex out the way. And if you stick around, get the sex out the way. And if you stick around, then it ain't about sex.
You know what? No, that is that. Listen,
get
now you're trying it. No.
Said,
because listen, ladies, I'm not listening to him.
You stick around.
Don't listen to him, ladies. Let me tell you something, young ladies and ladies of statue. Listen to me. When a man see you, he's thinking about sex. The whole point of
exactly.
this is that if you give him sex, then odds are that's what he wants. He wants the sex, so game is over. He's going
exactly.
to drag you along. Of course he's going to come back because it was good. You gave him free sex. He didn't have to work for it,
no,
so he'll come back a couple more times.
No,
keep the talent there, keep the rope tight, and don't give up your snack.
Okay. I'm just telling you, love you ain't supposed to be working for love. Love is for the people, baby.
Sex is not love. Sex is not love. When I was in the industry, people felt like, okay, because of what my career was, that I was going to be like, oh, okay, let's do it. And that was, like, not the case. And so the thing was is that I would never get in a real relationship because I knew it wouldn't be fair. But when I was in the industry, people thought one thing because a lot of women were promiscuous that was in the industry, and I wasn't. I was just like, no, that's not going to happen. And it's the same thing. Like, if I want to, then I will. But for the most part, when you go and give up this snack pack, you know, they're going to come around. They can come around a couple times because that's not that good. I know mine good. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep that thing shaved right, the V-steams be gone, keep the V-steams, I only clean that thing with summer's eve. She's juicy, she be right. Yeah, he's going to come back to that.
Well,
yeah, guess what? That's what he's coming back for.
I'm going to lay down this for you. I'm going to lay down this for you, knowing all that. Knowing all that. and get up in the morning like, all right, baby, I'm going to work. Are you serious?
Man, you better go get in the shower.
Well, 30 to 1.
You should
do
that, yeah. I agree.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Go get in the shower because guess what? If I'm having that conversation and I'm into you and you know that I'm a valuable, I'm an asset, not a liability, it ain't what I bring to the table. I am the table. You bring in your thing. You doing what you're doing. At the end of the day, I'm going to plug something in the wall when it's my time. You're going to get in the shower when it's your time, and we're going to grow. Sex is not love. A relationship cannot be determined or dictated based on sex. Now, sex is a valuable part, but it is not love. You need to get to know that person. You need to grow with that person. You need to find common ground. You need to create memories. Then you bring that in.
70% of the relationship.
Y'all ain't
70%.
No. You lying.
I'm telling you, 70%. If not more. There's a whole lot of men that can be with a woman that can't cook, but there ain't a whole lot of women that can be with a man that look like a Barbie.
You know what? You can.
I can be with a woman that can't cook. Yeah. But a woman that ain't got no cat, we ain't got nothing going. Ain't nothing happening.
I've been in relationships with men with little penises and big penises. So,
they still wanted to
like
fuck.
Like 50% both sides or what?
Even the one with the little penis still wanted to fuck. Right?
You said sex is such a big deal. Like, okay, yeah, but at the end of the day, you can still, you know, if you want it, you're going to do what you got to do. You can. That's the same thing as like getting with somebody, marrying them, you know, at first sight. You know, don't make everything so complicated when it comes to that. Like, sex is what you make it. I could get with a man that don't know how to eat it, and I could teach him how to eat it. If you got certain men that know how to get down there in less than 60 seconds, you got an orgasm. You got some men that get down there and it's going to take them 5 minutes to give you an orgasm. You got some that will never give you an orgasm at all. But at the end of the day, that same man that can never give you an orgasm off oral sex, you can train him to be able to give it to you in less than 60 seconds. You could train a dog, you could train a man. I'm just saying, y'all may not want to hear it, but it is what it is. So, for me, sex is not big for me because what he can't do, I can teach him how to do. So, why not? That would be a part that if marrying somebody within 2 to 8 weeks of knowing them, you would have gotten the foundational part out of the way. You would know, you would be able to see. Listen, all you got to do is not ask the question and just pay attention, or ask the question and then pay attention. It's simple. You can ask somebody what's their goals, what's their dreams. They could be like, oh, I want to do this right here. I want to do that. Let me tell you something. A big part of why my last situation ended the way it did because I was way more ambitious than he thought I was. He told me, I remember we stood in the kitchen. He said, I understand that you're ambitious, but I mean, I'm okay with the type of money that I make right now, and I'm content with that type of money, the money that I make, and I need somebody to be content with the money that I make. I don't want nobody that want to make $1 million. And I said, shit, $1 million is easy to get. You know what I'm saying? I want more than that. And he said, that ain't what I want. I want somebody that's content with my money. And he went and got him somebody else that was nowhere near as ambitious as I was or don't even know him like that. I don't know how long that's going to last, but at the end of the day, that's what he went and did because he's infamous for being who the hell he is. You know what I'm saying? So my thing to you is that, you know, I'm very intimidating and I'm not trying to be. And sometimes you got to try different things, different strokes. I also have to be careful and mindful because I could definitely get with somebody and they ain't got nothing going on. I can't marry nobody that ain't got nothing going on, and then I'm around this bitch looking like Mary J. Blige. That's not going to happen. So with that being said, you do your research. You find out what the fuck going on with this person. That's why you give yourself that time. A person can make their mouth fry chicken, but you'll be able to see it. A lot of the people I don't ever get past the first date with. Some people, I can say the first week. I don't even get past the first week with them. I go on a lot of first dates. And that's when I'm out. When I'm out, when you see me dressed up and probably going on a date, I just don't promote it. I just be like dressed up, out and about. I don't get past the first date a lot of times. Because of all of the questions that I ask you on the phone, which I done talked to you numerous of times before I let you take me on that first date, it don't match up when I see you. It don't match up. And so sometimes I'll be like, dude, why am I so hard? Why am I such a stickler? Why am I so dead on? But guess what? It's going to keep me out of a lot of heartache and a lot of BS. So, you know, I do. I go on a lot of first dates because people, what they say, it don't add up. And I pay attention. I can call your phone every day and pay attention and tell you what type of person you is at the end of the day. I'm observant as fuck. So, for me, it would take long. It wouldn't take long. And then, like...
Go ahead.
No, you always say what?
No, I was going to say it's all about what works for you, you know what I mean? If that works for you, then, hey... I can't knock
what works
for somebody.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys will go you years. You'll go a whole year. Some men will put a ring on it after a year. Some. But most will be like, oh, give it 2 years. Mm-hmm. Give it 2.5 years. Give it 5 years. Well, what's the rush? We done went this far. I ain't doing all that. I went 7 years before. I'm like, dude, we ain't going to get married. And he was like, shit, we done made it this far. After they broke, why fix it? I left his ass. I was like, man, I done put all this time in this shit. And I called on and left his dog ass.
So
much for lucky
seven,
huh?
So much for
seven
being lucky number, huh?
I got a question.
What?
I got a question. You was in the dude 7 years, right? And
right.
What was wrong? All right, other than not being married, what was wrong?
Man, it was some things wrong. So, I mean, it definitely was. Mm. But I felt like, you know, we had to solidify the family, solidify the bond. I was young because he got me when I was 19. He got me when I was, matter of fact, he didn't.
No.
Oh. Yeah, but, yeah.
I understand what I'm saying. Did y'all have other problems other than him, other than the ring and the marriage, the ring?
Yes, we did. We wasn't at the end. We wasn't staying in the same house, because. It was a lot going on, and we was in the flipping houses. So you know what I'm saying, we had that.
Okay.
But in the end, we wasn't staying in the same damn house, and it was one of those things. Where
so
like, listen, what are we gonna do here?
Did you ask him about moving together?
No, well, I asked him overall what we were going to do. If we didn't get married, I ain't want to shack up no more. Like, that's out. Listen, what we going to do is we're going to get married. He said, if it ain't broke, why fix it? Fuck you. And that was the internet. That was all the conversation that I needed. That was just
why is marriage? Why is that paper so important when two people love one another?
Listen, because that's what I want. And as a woman, that's what women want. So you can't take the one joy that a woman wants because you want to be selfish. You can't be that selfish when you out here doing whatever. Don't do that.
You know what I'm asking you that question? Because I heard when you first started talking, right, you were talking about, you know, like, what these, you know, these white people do and the things that they done set up and the way they set their things up and, you know, to really make, you know, black people feel less than and they feel like they're majority and all that. That's just another one of their institutions that they set up basically so they can tax your ass, so they can charge you, so they could patch you together. They could charge.
No,
you
baby, no, 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 no. Now, see, we can get
stuff.
It to now, now. No, 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 no. And I, no, you're not. No, can't agree with that.
Actually,
that's in the Bible, honey. No.
Hold on,
why do I you're
need
not gonna do this.
White man, see, hold on for a second. Why do I need this white man to see the paper to tell me that I love you? It's just like child support. It's just like child support. Me and you, when we was in the room fucking, this cracker was not there. He was not there.
Don't use that word. Don't use that word.
I'm sorry.
Stay
I'm sorry. But he was
don't
not
do that
there,
either.
Putting it in. He was not there. He was not there guiding it in or nothing. All of a sudden now he got to tell me how to take care of my child, blah, blah, blah. Why we can't talk and figure out what we can do. To take care of our child.
You ready? You want me to answer that question for you? I'm going to answer both of these questions for you legitimately and wholeheartedly. Let me tell you something. For the child support situation, I agree with you 1,000%. That's why I have a 15-year-old and a 2-year-old that I chose to take care of off of my income alone. Because I don't need nobody telling me how to raise my child. The last one that went, the last one that left, when I was pregnant, I told him, listen, he was like, put me on child support. I said, it's quite funny that you want me to put you on child support so you can let somebody come in and dictate what I do and how I do with my child. Fuck you and your money. You're going to deal with God on that. That has nothing to do with me. I don't do child support. So whatever decision it is that I made when I was pregnant, I knew. If I had this child, I was going to take care of it. Just so happened God put somebody in my life while I was pregnant that actually ended up being a father figure to him up until 2 months ago. So at the end of the day, when that ends, I had to understand that that was the chance that that would end one day. You know what I'm saying? And it just it was time. So being that that ended, there was nothing that I could do about that part. But I'm not going to go and put some man, white man, Jewish man, yellow man, whoever man in my business. You can't tell me how to run my business. You can't tell me how to run my household, right? So even at my job, they were pushing me to go into leadership. And I was like, for some reason, man, God just wouldn't let that happen. They was pushing me so hard to look into leadership. And this had been going on for well over a year. And I just, for some reason, God just kept, it wasn't putting on my heart. And so I was having a conversation with somebody in our HR department or something like that, and they were like, well, yeah, you know, once you become in leadership, you have to give full disclosure of any activities or any revenue that you make outside of the company. And I said, that's why, right there. That's why I never went in leadership, because I refuse to sit out and tell a motherfucker everything that I do, how I do it, and why I do it. That's not my job. I come in here to get a paycheck and to leave. Me and you don't get along like that for me to fully disclose anything. Now, when you're talking about the marriage thing, honey, that shit is in the Bible. What the white man did do is take it and make it a monetary system from it, because you shouldn't have to pay for marriage license. You shouldn't have to pay for a lot of the stuff that you have to pay for. But at the end of the day, you should definitely be married. You should take that oath in front of God. So for me, I never said that I wanted a huge wedding. I never said this is something I want to do. Actually, I want to elope. I want to go down to the courthouse and pay this minimum money that I have to pay. If he wants to do
that,
we can go and have a reception.
Right there. What I'm saying is, like you said, in front of God. So wherever you are gathered, there is church. So me and you, we can basically stand up in the bedroom and say, and basically say we're married, and come to an agreement that we married. We don't got to go down to the courthouse because that's there.
You are such a Negro. No. that's running around thinking that y'all smart and y'all gonna outdo the system. You ain't finna rock my system. What I'm telling you is that at the end of the day, you can't blame. Listen, it was a sermon in church, and Pastor McKnight said, "Stop lying on the liar." Right? Stop lying on the liar. Stop lying on the devil. Everybody always talking about, oh, the devil did this and the devil moving in my life. Well, actually, you ain't moving in your own life, but you the cause of it, and you blaming it on the devil. So I'm going to tell you that to say, stop lying on the white man. The white man has done a lot to us. You know what I'm saying? And this is something that we still deal with on a regular basis as racism, which I had an issue myself dealing with something that I felt was just unjust. You know what I'm saying? In the workplace, from what somebody of other race said to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I held that in for a couple of weeks, but it actually just really bothered me. So I went and had a conversation with them about, this is what you said, this is what this person said, and it actually bothered me, because I didn't realize that it bothered me, but we experience racism in all different types of forms. We experience racism in all different types of fashion, right? So stop lying on the white man. He ain't did all of that. Yeah, he put money on it because they greedy. Everything is, how do you make money off of somebody? I tell people all the time, you ain't going to get rich working for somebody. That's why I hustle as hard as I do. But you still need to be in front of an ordained minister to do your vows, and that's the bottom line. So you can't stand in no bedroom talking about
you,
this is what we're going to do, we don't need a ring, all of this stuff.
That's why,
so, mm-hmm.
And we can buy a ring. I mean, we can buy a ring. I don't know, you know, like when I was, all right, one of my problems was with my marriage, right, with my ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
You probably weren't even there for real. You probably still in the bedroom.
No. We went to the courthouse. We went to the courthouse, right? But this one thing, one of the things that used to bother me about you know, with my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I got married young. I was 22, and when we decided to get married, I went down there and I got a ring. I went down there and got a ring. I got the ring that I could afford. But every minute, she wanted to buy a bigger ring and a bigger ring. So I said to her, you know, to me, this ring is losing its significance. To me, I'm not saying to her, but to me, because it's the ring that I bought you, the first thing I bought you was special, because it's what I could afford. It was all the money I had. I was proud to buy this ring. Now, you're trying. A bigger ring and a bigger ring and a bigger ring, to me, is losing the significance to me. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it didn't matter to her. She just wanted a bigger ring.
No, but nothing wrong with
us. It was a show-off. It was a show-off kind of thing.
You missed her whole point. She loved you enough to accept that little bit ass ring that you brought her, and guess what? You showed your eternal love by upgrading her ring every year.
She should love me enough.
Okay, then you should have said, babe, keep that ring and I'm going to buy you another one to upgrade every year.
I mean, I'm helping you with it. No, I wanted her to wear that same ring the whole time. That's what I want. That would love to be. You know what I mean? And
man, if
I feel you do.
If you had to upgrade that ring that many times, you probably have to put a carrot on her hair.
I don't know what it is. See, that's the thing. It's all about money. It's all about showing off. And that's what the whole thing is about, showing off and money. They done suck all the love out of it, out of relationships. They done suck all that good out of it.
Mm.
And that's what they got. And then when it ends up with nothing, and they want to know why. But you done suck all the love out of it. Ain't no love in it no more. It's all about to show what they can do. People are, they spending $30,000-$40,000 on a wedding, and after the wedding, they can't even pay the rent.
No, that's the thing. I ain't going to spend that type of money.
That's stupid.
How the hell is your wedding? How your wedding going to become a bill? How you going to be paying $500 a month for the next 6 years for your wedding?
I hear you.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Because
right.
We can pay
right.
our cars off with that money and go to the courthouse, honey.
Exactly.
My mission is to be debt free. But I enjoy the simple things in life. But my homegirl then was just picking at me the other day, talking about, yeah, dude, I was talking about you tripping, man. You talking about you was going on walks in the park and shit. And I'm like, this bitch corny as hell now. For me, it's the simple stuff. You know what I'm saying? Let's go get a meal. I'm serious, right? Like I said, like he was like, dude, really? I like, let's go get us 20-piece chicken wing, you know, some fries and two drinks. Let's go sit down at the park. Then go walk it off.
Love I like
is
that.
Corny, and I think that's what a lot of people. I think one of the problems with us as black people is that we don't know how to love each other. I think because of the culture that's coming out of the slave culture, you know what I'm saying? We equate money and love. We equate me spending on you as love. To me, if it's something that I want, I'll spend on it. You know, when I get it, that's it. I'm good. You know,
well, listen,
money,
so listen.
Money well spent. Money well spent. You know what I'm saying? But
we got to close the show out. But let me end this on. Let me end it. Yeah, it was good tonight, right? Let me end this on what he just said, right? Money can't buy you love. But when a man. Money can't buy you love, but when a man spends his money on you, then that means that he cares. Okay? So you allow him to take that step and make that decision to want to spend money. If he don't spend money on you, then, honey, you may need to reevaluate it. I ain't lying. But the whole tonight, it was a great show. And
it just
let me understand that everybody has different points of views when it comes down to what you should do and how you should do with this dating. We can all agree that dating has changed so much last years.
The last two years, and we have
to find
Big
a
time.
Way to be happy with one another, to find that one. And I think the ultimate goal, if your ultimate goal is like my ultimate goal, is to find one person that I can be happy with, share common grounds, build and grow with, and then and only then will I be complete. Because I am a woman, I am a queen, and I can't admit I was put here for a man. I wasn't put here to be independent. I wasn't put here to be the leader of my household. I wasn't put here to be the mother and the father of my children. I was put here to be the rib. I was put here to be the help. And I know that until I get that, I will not be fully complete. Never let a man, never let anyone tell you what you don't need, because a man, a leader in your household that is led by God is what you do need. I thank everybody for tuning in. We will have another show with another juicy topic coming up Wednesday. I am available Wednesday to do another show. Make sure you tune in Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/TheDoomIsLovelyBlack or call in 646-787-1839. We do this Sundays and Wednesday nights. Thank you to the people that supported the book, Confessions of a Mattress Actress. The entire series will be out no later than June, the end of the first week of June. All three books should be out. I'm very excited about that part. Also, you can find me on Twitter. That's Miss Lovely Black, the number one. MizzLuvliBlack, the number one. Instagram, The New Miss Lovely Black. And Tumblr, The New Miss Lovely Black. Tumblr.com. We're coming out. We got so many positive things coming your way. So many investments have been made for this movement. I'm so excited. Thank you to everybody that's rocking with the brand, that's supporting me. Thank you to all seven countries that's rocking with me, listening to my show. We salute you. We love you. We love all races. We love all people. Please don't get it misunderstood. It's open debate. It's open conversation, and we love it. James, thank you for being the co-host as usual. Chris, thank you very much for calling in. You guys, show is over. Good night.
Bye. Later, dude. Yeah, later. It's the minute.